This is the edited version of WPGW's broadcast of the 2020 graduation ceremony. There were some long delays that we edited out due to the ceremony moving faster than they anticipated, so they had to wait for some of the graduates and their families to arrive. The unedited version can also be found here in our archives.
And a very pleasant good afternoon from Fort Recovery High School.
Good to see everybody.
I'm
Fort Recovery out and
Rob
about.
Weaver
forget,
here.
Please stay 6 feet
as we broadcast
from the, same house.
From the
please
Fort Recovery High School for
there.
The Fort Recovery graduation walk today. Again, a situation where the students will be walking in front of the high school here, receiving their diplomas, and they are going to be staggered out so that we definitely abide by social distancing and all of that. And so it's going to take a little bit longer for the graduation than normal for today. I want to thank our sponsors who are making it possible for us to be here with the broadcast today, including the St. Henry Bank with locations in St. Henry and Maria Stein, K&L Tractor Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery, your New Holland dealer. That's K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Also, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, serving the Fort Recovery community for more than 100 years now. Fort Recovery Lumber, proud to be serving Jay County as well. Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Harold Feely and staff at Hastings Auto Sales and Service. Fort Recovery's graduation walk today is also brought to you by Fort Recovery Insurance in downtown Fort Recovery, by Vohr's Welding, Mr. Steve Vohr at Vohr's Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on Route 49. By your Pack-A-Sack convenience store here in Fort Recovery. They invite you to stop by. That's Pack-A-Sack. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banta would love to be your family's dentist. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta. Also, Chad Guggenbiller at CSG Consulting. That's Chad Guggenbiller wishing our graduates the best. By the Second National Bank here in Fort Recovery and many other area locations, that's Second National Bank. See them for all of your financial needs. By Mr. Kim Day and his crew at Fort Recovery Napa, right in downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio. And that's Fort Recovery Napa. Special congratulations to Macy Day graduating here today. Also, Brockman Furniture in downtown Fort Recovery, a long, long time Fort Recovery business. Again, stop by and see Joe and Pat and the crew at Brockman Furniture for all of your furniture needs. Those are the sponsors of our radio broadcast today. We're going to start out with high school principal Bill Overla. He'll be giving the first comments here today. As again, I want to thank Lindsey Green, our studio producer, who is with us this afternoon. Again, Bill Overla, the high school principal, will give some opening remarks. Larry Brown, the superintendent of school, is here. I don't think Larry is going to participate as far as any speeches. We will have two speeches right off the bat. John Kanapke, the valedictorian, will give his speech. And also Allie Kaiser will be giving her speech as the salutatorian. And then we'll start with the various, graduates receiving their diplomas. They'll be walking right in front of us here at the front entrance to the Fort Recovery High School. Again, you're listening to the graduation walk. Still on the agenda, there could be another ceremony on June the 28th if the governor of Ohio permits larger gatherings. That would be at the football stadium, the Barenberg Athletic Park, if that happens. So we'll just kind of wait and see how that develops. If not, this will be the only one. The students are actually receiving their diplomas today here as a part of this ceremony. So welcome you to stay tuned. It'll be a couple of hours or so here for the ceremony of the graduation here at Fort Recovery High School. Some of the Fort Recovery staff members assembling here at the site as well. Across the way at the Fort Recovery Monument Park, we see several family members who have gathered there. And again, the family members. Let's go to the Bill Overla High School principal.
Graduation walk. It is indeed my pleasure to welcome you, the class of 2020, to your graduation walk ceremony. I can honestly say that with over 20 years of experience, this is definitely a first for me in many ways. If I had the power to give you the proper ceremony as well as the fitting end to your year, I most certainly would have this different for you. However, times of uncertainty and peril is where character is even more so evident. I know that we say at FRHS, we do not worry about the obstacles, but rather how we respond. Your response to all this has been incredible, and I am truly blessed to have been a part of your journey. On behalf of the staff and community, we say congratulations.
Again, that was Bill Overla, the principal here at Fort Recovery High School. There's John Kanapke making his way to get his diploma, and we'll be listening to his graduation speech. John, the valedictorian of the class of 2020.
The class of 2020 valedictorian, please help me welcome William John Kanapke. William is the son of Bill and Janet Kanapke. As I said, he is your valedictorian. His other awards include the Outstanding Scholar Award, the Flash Drive Award. He receives an honors diploma, a member of the National Honor Society, OHSAA Scholar Athlete, Principals of Business Award, and he was a third-year academic. William plans to attend the Miami University and major in finance and economics. His scholarships include the Miami University's Governor Scholarship, Pheasants Forever, West Ohio High School Bowling Conference, FREA Scholarship, Richard and Arvita Hilbert Scholarship, Herb and Georgina Meiring Memorial, Linus and Julietta Hilskamp Memorial, and the Howard Berry Memorial. It's now my pleasure to introduce John's valedictorian speech.
Good day, Fort Recovery High School, class of 2020, and fellow parents, students, families, and community members. It is such an honor to be given the opportunity to address all of you today on the day of our graduation. Firstly, I'd like to thank Mr. Overla for being so incredible these past few months and seeking to give us the recognition and lifelong memories we will one day be able to cherish, as well as the staff for putting up with us for the last few years. Now more than ever, we understand just how greatly they influenced us in a way completely outside of academics. Thank you guys so very much. Secondly, and most importantly, I want to give congratulations to every single one of my classmates. We finally made it, despite any obstacles we may have faced along the way. The world is plagued with many dangers. Global warming, forest fires, plausibility of World War III, and COVID-19, to name just a few that we've seen in the past few months. And despite all these odds, we still managed to graduate. But to be entirely truthful, COVID-19 isn't even the worst pandemic we've seen. We lived through the hashtag YOLO swag pandemic of 2011, the Gangnam Style pandemic of 2012, the Fortnite dance pandemic of 2019, and now the TikTok pandemic of 2020. As Charles Dickens once said, they were the best of times, they were the worst of times. But the truth of the matter is, no matter good times or bad times, the time itself went by way too quick. It was a mere 4 years ago when we stepped into Fort Recovery High School for the first time as freshmen. In our next year, we would be sophomores, which many say stands for sophisticated moron. So I believe that made us as freshmen just simple morons. The good thing about being morons, though, was that we didn't care what anyone else thought. We danced the night away at our first homecoming as if no one was watching. My condolences to anyone who was. We cheered our boys on in Friday night games that they didn't play in, but most importantly of all, we did it together. No man or woman danced alone, and no player was left without a teammate. I couldn't think of a better class to make memories with than those that are an acceptable distance away from me on this unforgettable graduation day. I believe if I recounted all the great times we've had as a class, I'd begin to bore those of you listening in, so I'll stick to just a few of my favorites. I'd be remiss if I didn't recount the time we got kicked out of the zoo. I think we left a lasting impression with that one. Or the time Cole Bergman ventured into a fountain in Washington, D.C. to help out a fellow tourist. Or the time Keegan and Cole Schmidt ran into the ag shop window. Or even the time we let a squirrel into the school. We may have been a little reckless and stupid, but no one can question whether or not we had fun while we were at Fort Recovery High School. When we look back on these days in the future, I think we'll remember ourselves as being daring. We dared to push our limits in the name of good old-fashioned fun. We have a plethora of good memories to look back on from our high school days, but I know that we can't all but help to think of the memories that could have been the past few months. I never thought I'd say it, but I wish I could be bonked by Mrs. Osterloh one more time, or ask Mr. Kearns for one more free day. or to even hear the jingle of Mr. Bruns' keys as he walked to get his eighth cup of coffee for the day. These subtle normalcies made the walls of Full Recovery High School feel like home. The class of 2020 made Full Recovery our own. We witnessed the track boys make history as they became MAC champions. We saw the girls' basketball team take home a MAC trophy and saw countless other heartwarming and heartbreaking sports moments. But we also saw our senior year go by as we danced to Piano Man for the last time together and paraded through the town of Full Recovery proudly. These memories will never fade. I know that I will cherish every single first that I've experienced, but even more so, I'll cherish these final lasts in our high school careers. Our time here together as a senior class will not be remembered by our grades, popularity, likes, or favorites, but by our relationships. These will be our legacies, and I can proudly say that we've left a good one. Now, I could try to come up with a unique way to sum up our high school experience, but I think Winnie the Pooh said it best when he said, "How lucky am I to have something that makes saying goodbye so hard?" To the class of 2020, it has been an incredible blessing to spend the last 12 years with all of you. And from the bottom of my heart, I wish you all the very, very best. Thank you.
A quick note for William. This just in, he has now been accepted to Notre Dame.
And that was John Kanapke, the valedictorian. Added to Notre Dame University. Congratulations to John. Up next will be the class salutatorian, Allie Kaiser.
It is now my pleasure to introduce your salutatorian, Miss Allie Kaiser. Ms. Allie Diane Kaiser, the daughter of Eric and Amy Kaiser. A few of Allie's awards. She is the salutatorian this year. Girls Activity Key. The Outstanding Scholar Award. The Flash Drive Award. Winner of the Honors Diploma. National Honor Society Member. English Comp and Lit Award. And also a third-year academic award. She plans to attend the University of Dayton and major in Adolescent and Young Adult English Education. A few of the scholarships she has been awarded are the Franklin B. Walter, Carson Scholar, University of Dayton Trustee Merit Scholarship, the Mercer County Dare Booster Scholarship, the FREA Scholarship, Ronald Shoemaker Memorial, Virginia Baker Frank Music Memorial, Evelyn Meyer University of Women's Club of Mercer County Scholarship, Mercer County Retired Teacher Scholarship, the FR Chamber of Commerce Scholarship, Psi Iota Xi Sorority Scholarship, and the FRHS Student Council Scholarship. We will now present Allie's salutatorian speech.
I think we can all agree that this year has been a crazy ride. We've seen some of the best times and some of the very worst, but somehow we still made it to today, our graduation. I want to give a huge shout out to Mr. Overla for making this unique ceremony happen for us and for valuing our input above all else. We truly appreciate it. I also want to say thank you to the teachers who have been so supportive, not only now, but these past 4 years. You've somehow managed to put up with our laziness, complaining, and excuses, which is not an easy task. But your genuine kindness through it all hasn't gone unnoticed, even if it felt that way from time to time. From Zoo Day to Few Day, our middle school years were quite the experience. Coming into high school, I don't think anyone thought very highly of us. Some would even use the word immature. And although I might be biased, I think we turned into the best class FRHS has ever had. I can still remember Mrs. Sweeterman telling us on the first day of freshman year how fast our time here would go. And although I was too naive to believe her at the time, now I know what she meant. Sophomore year was a doozy. We spent most of our time doing homework or avoiding it entirely, participating in bathroom fight club, or trying to catch the chemistry snitch. Junior year, we successfully hung Val's kayak from the rafters of the junior hallway for Spirit Week, and most of us attended our first prom in Tropical Paradise. From tractor pulls at St. Joe Fest to tractor drive-ins in the senior lot, we grew up together. I'm so thankful to have known most of you since I was in preschool. Even though our senior year was cut short, we truly had 14 years to make lifelong memories. I don't know any other grade with their own school bus, and I've never heard of another class that got a fire truck escort through their senior parade. Of course, we missed out on some big moments, like pummeling the underclassmen with water balloons. But as I got to reminiscing, there were a lot of little memories we made without even realizing. I'll definitely miss Ramsey's daily updates on Mr. Kearns, the endless inside jokes in Mrs. Obringer's class, spending seventh period with my favorite guidance counselor, and passing Riley Dilworth in the hallway literally any time of the day. I certainly never imagined that March 16th would be my last time running through the hallway at 8:14 to make it to first period Spanish on time. We've all learned a lot through the years, although not all of it was actual knowledge. Thanks to Harley, we can all confidently state that California is indeed on the West Coast, not the East. Mrs. Luthman has taught us that it's never a safe bet to leave your water bottle sitting out. We've learned that letting a live chipmunk in the school is not exactly a wise choice, and that if you shatter a window on the ag shop door, it's very expensive to replace. Some of my other favorite memories include the time Josh brought a live lobster back from the Spanish club field trip, when tornadoes came through the night before prom and Ashley had to use her bare hands to catch water falling from the leaky roof, the first day of school senior year when Rita's bionic arm spilled her glass iced coffee all down the hallway, and of course, going fishing in the dark at all of our school dances. One of the wisest people I know, Dr. Meredith Gray, once said, "'Cause you never think that the last time is the last time. You think there'll be more, you think you have forever, but you don't. If this year has taught us anything, it's that life can truly change in the blink of an eye, and there's just not enough time to waste time. To the class of 2020, when you see a dance floor, I hope you'll dance. If you have a dream career, I hope you can do it for the rest of your life. When we have class reunions, I hope I'll see you there. And I hope you know that wherever you end up, wherever life takes you, you'll always be an Indian. To the faculty and staff, thank you for all that you've done. To my classmates, it's been an honor to grow up with you. And as Garrett reminds us each weekend, the rest is still unwritten. Congrats, guys."
Ladies and gentlemen, your salutatorian, Miss Allie Kaiser. Now present Miss Harley Lynn Deuce, daughter of Kip and Michelle Deuce. A few of Harley's awards: she was the Flash Drive Award winner, Honors Diploma winner, a member of the National Honor Society, the Sociology Award, English Comp Award, School Publications Award, and was a third-year academic. Harley's plans after school include attending Rhodes State College and majoring in marketing and graphic design. Some of Harley's scholarships include the Mary Alice Brun Scholarship, the FR American Legion Post 345 Scholarship, and the Rhodes CC Plus Scholarship.
In daylights, in sunsets, in midnights, in cups of coffee.
And you're listening to the Fort Recovery High School graduation today on this May the 17th. Brian Fullenkamp, Technology Director here at the Fort Recovery Schools, is your announcer.
We now welcome Dana Jean McCain, daughter of Steve and Susie McCain. Some of her awards include the Flash Drive Award, an Honors Diploma, the Multimedia Art Award, and was a third-year Academic Award winner. Dana plans to attend the Sinclair Community College and major in Environmental Science. She has won some of the following scholarships: the Verla Marie Gagel Helping Hand Scholarship, Carl and Margaret Althoff Memorial, Arnold and Eugenia Walmer Scholarship. We now like to welcome Jacob Rodney Atchison, son of Rod and Lori Atchison. Some of Rodney's awards include the Flash Drive Award. After leaving FRHS, Jacob will be attending the Marine Corps. A scholarship he has received is the FRHS Vocational Scholarship. We'd now like to welcome Rachel J. Atchison, daughter of Michael and Jennifer Atchison. Some of Rachel's awards include the Flash Drive Award. After high school, Rachel plans to attend the University of Toledo and major in nursing. She has been awarded the following scholarships: the Pheasants Forever Scholarship, the UT Merit-Based Scholarship, and the VH Cooper Farm Scholarship. We now welcome our next graduate today. Please help me welcome Morgan Alexis Ault. Morgan is the daughter of Mark Ault and Melanie Ault. Some of her awards include the Flash Drive Award and the Outstanding Service Honorable Mention Award. After high school, Morgan plans to attend the Wright State Lake Campus and major in elementary education. Morgan has been awarded some of the following scholarships: the Robert, Alice, and Colleen Gruby Memorial, John and Ruth Hout, the Coldwater Eagle Scholarship, and the Fort Recovery Banking Center Second National Bank Scholarship. Please help me welcome Cole H. Bergman. Cole is the son of Dwayne and Christy Bergman. After Dwayne leaves these halls, he'll be entering the workforce at a Folders Farm Supplies. Our next Fort Recovery graduate, please help me welcome Daniel Joseph Braun. Daniel is the son of Tom and Lisa Braun. He has been awarded the Flash Drive Award, the Outstanding Service Honorable Mention Award. After leaving high school, Daniel plans to attend the Wright State Lake Campus and major in business. Daniel has been awarded the Mercer County Right to Life Scholarship and also the FRHS Student Council Scholarship. We now welcome our next graduate today, Miss Kayla L. Briner. Kayla is the daughter of Kyle and Molly Briner. Some of Kayla's awards include the Flash Drive Award. She has received an honors diploma, has been a member of the National Honor Society, and is a third-year academic award winner. After high school, Kayla plans to enter the workforce at Cornerstone Veterinary. Please help me welcome J.W. Brown, son of John and the late Tina Brown. John has been awarded the Flash Drive Award and the Technical English Award. After school, Jay plans to attend the University of Northwestern Ohio and major in diesel technology. Jay has received the following scholarships: the MakerFest Scholarship, the Ken Esmond II Scholarship, the Randy Griesdorn Memorial, Fred Borger Memorial, Wabash Mutual Telephone Scholarship, and the FRHS Vocational Scholarship. Please help me welcome Brandon J. Bruns. Brandon is the son of Joseph and Denise Bruns. Brandon has been awarded the Flash Drive Award, an honors diploma, and is a third-year academic award winner. Brandon plans to attend the Bowling Green State University and major in business. Brandon has been awarded the BGSU Academic Scholarship, the Thomas Family Scholarship, Fort Recovery Alumni Association, Fort Recovery Knights of Columbus, and the Shane Long Memorial Scholarship. Our next graduate today is Miss Ashley Lauren Byram. Ashley is the daughter of Jerry and Carol Byram. After high school, Ashley will be attending the Columbus State Community College and major in athletic training. Ashley has been awarded the Mercer County Dare Booster Scholarship.
was just to try to see it clearer. My hesitate no more.
Please help me welcome Miss Macy Elizabeth Day. Macy is the daughter of Kim and Elaine Day. Macy has been awarded the OHSAA Archie Griffin Award and also the Flash Drive Award. Macy plans to attend the Clark State Community College and major in radiographic imaging. Macy has been awarded the Rachel Rube Brackman Scholarship, the Clark State Athletic Scholarship, the John and Doris Cheeseman Endowed Scholarship, and the Fort Recovery Ministerial Association Scholarship. Please help me welcome Riley Gregory Dilworth. Riley is the son of Greg and Kendra Dilworth. Riley has been awarded the Flash Drive Award. His next step is to attend the University of Northwestern Ohio and major in robotics and automation technology. And now, please help me welcome Wyatt D. Dirksen. Wyatt is the son of Chris and Michelle Dirksen. Wyatt has been awarded the Flash Drive Award, and after leaving FRHS, will be entering the workforce at J&C Home Improvements.
Again, you're listening to the broadcast, the Fort Recovery High School graduation walk. The students walking to the main entrance to the high school. And then they walk out front, meet their parents, have a photo, and then move on their way. Actually, a very nice ceremony considering the situation we're in here. Fort Recovery's graduation walk here on the radio.
Please help me welcome Ashley Mary Deuce. Ashley is the daughter of Ed and Carol Deuce. Ashley has been awarded the Flash Drive Award. She has received an honors diploma, was a member of the National Honor Society, was an Americanism test winner, and also a third-year academic award winner. Ashley plans to attend the Wright State Lake Campus and major in accounting. Ashley has been awarded the Wright State Academic Performance Scholarship, the Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club Scholarship, and the Linus and Julieta Hilskamp Memorial. Our next graduate is Claire Isabel Evers. Claire is the daughter of Dave Evers and Kelly Kaffenberger Evers. Claire has been a Flash Drive Award winner and also has perfect attendance. After school, Claire will be entering the workforce at Stepping Ahead Learning Center.
Like a river flows surely to the sea. Darling,
and now please help me welcome Garrett D. Fowler. Garrett is the son of Chad and Lynn Fowler. Garrett is a Flash Drive Award winner. He plans to attend the University of Northwestern Ohio and major in HVAC repair. Garrett is the winner of the UNOH scholarship test in HVAC repair. Now, please help me welcome Brandon Robert Fullenkamp. Brandon is the son of Matt Fullenkamp and Denise Hyatt. Brandon is a Flash Drive Award winner, and after high school plans to enter the workforce and will be working on his Google IT certification. Our next graduate today is Joshua M. Gonzalez. Josh is the son of Tony and Kathy Gonzalez. Joshua is a Boys Activity Key Awards winner, a Flash Drive Award winner, is receiving an honors diploma, and is also a third-year academic award winner. After high school, Joshua will be attending the Xavier University, majoring in business and finance. Joshua has received the Xavier University Dean Scholarship and the Terry Bidlack Memorial Scholarship. Now, please help me welcome Seth Lee Fullenkamp. Seth is the son of Todd and Krista Fullenkamp. Seth is a Flash Drive Award winner and also a Varsity Scholastic Bowl Award winner. Seth will be attending The Ohio State University and majoring in computer science. Seth has received the Joe Werling Memorial Scholarship, the Fort Recovery Banking Center Second National Bank Scholarship, and the FRHS Scholastic Bowl Scholarship. Please help me welcome Jonathan Richard Green. Jonathan is the son of Freedom Green and Mitchell Green. Jonathan is a Flash Drive Award winner and will be attending the U.S. Army. Our next FRHS graduate today, Cole Anthony Greasy. Cole is the son of Tony and Jesse Greasy. After high school, Cole plans to enter the workforce. Please help me welcome Miss Ashley Teresa Hart. Ashley is the daughter of Matt and Chrissy Hart. Ashley is a Flash Drive Award winner, is receiving an honors diploma, is a member of the National Honor Society, and is a third-year academic award winner. After high school, Ashley will be attending the Bowling Green State University and majoring in construction management. Ashley is a merit scholarship from BGSU award winner, Herb and Georgina Meyering Memorial Scholarship, the Carl and Margaret Althoff Memorial, Jim and Charlene Bupp Memorial, and Daughters of Isabella Scholarship. Please help me welcome Edward William Holman. Edward is the son of Anthony and Teresa. Edward is a Flash Drive Award winner. After high school, Edward will be attending the Bowling Green State University and majoring in high school history education.
525,000 moments,
OD. Again, you're listening to the Fort Recovery High School graduation walk here at the Fort Recovery High School, class of 2020, receiving their diplomas. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. Stick around or pass the word that we're doing the broadcast here on the radio. We'll be here for another hour or so. I want to thank Ryan Fullenkamp of F1 Sound for providing the feed of the graduation. And Ryan's doing the announcing, introducing the various graduates. Ryan's the technology director here at Fort Recovery High School.
Please help me welcome our next graduate, Miss Claudia Ray Jones. Claudia is the daughter of Wayne and Jenny Jones. Claudia is a Flash Drive Award winner and after high school will be entering the workforce.
Again, as each graduate is introduced by Ryan Fullenkamp, they walk to the main entrance of the high school, receive their diploma, then walk to the street area with their parents and have a photo taken with mom and dad before they exit the high school here.
Please welcome Miss Rita Rose Holman. Rita is the daughter of Ted and Allison Holman. Rita is a Flash Drive Award winner. After school, she will be attending the International Business College and majoring in graphic design. Our next graduate, Mr. Ian Robert Holman. Ian is the son of Steve and Carrie Holman, and will be entering the workforce after leaving Fort Recovery. Our next graduate, Mr. Mitchell Ray Huntsman. Mitchell is the son of Justin and Tammy Huntsman. And after leaving FRHS, Mitchell will be entering the workforce.
Listen to the music of the moment, maybe sing with me.
Like lemon drops high above the chimney, covered it so well.
Please help me welcome Mr. Isaac Joseph Hawk. Isaac is the son of Joe and Nikki Hawk. Isaac is a Flash Drive Award winner and will attend a transitional unit and then enter the workforce after leaving FRHS. Please help me welcome Miss Megan Elizabeth Judy. Megan is the daughter of Greg and Jenny Judy. She is a Flash Drive Award winner. Megan will be attending the Rhodes State College and majoring in radiographic imaging. Megan has been awarded the James J. Countryman Scholarship and the Fort Recovery Industries Scholarship. Please help me welcome Olivia Rose Holman. Olivia is the daughter of Keith and Patty Holman. Olivia is a Flash Drive Award winner, is receiving an honors diploma, is a member of the National Honor Society, and is a third-year academic award winner. After high school, Olivia will be attending the University of Cincinnati and majoring in nursing. Now, please help me welcome Elijah Douglas Keller. He is the son of Chuck and Terry Keller, and after graduation, will be joining the Marine Corps. Our next graduate is Luke James Klingshern. Luke is the son of Tom and Sherry Klingshern, and after leaving Fort Recovery, will be entering the workforce at Klingshern and Sons Trucking and Diesel Mechanics. Please help me welcome Brooke Renee Collig. Brooke is the daughter of Doug and Brenda Collig. She has been awarded the Girls Athletic Key Award and also a Flash Drive Award winner, a National Honor Society member, a School Publications Award winner, the Outstanding Service Award Gold Medal winner, and is also a third-year Academic Award winner. She plans to attend the Rhodes State College and major in dental hygiene. She's been awarded the Rhodes State College Foundation Scholarship, the Mercer County Dare Booster Scholarship, American Red Cross Blood Drive, Fort Recovery Alumni Association, the Dr. James Vaughn Memorial Scholarship, John and Doris Cheeseman Endowed Scholarship, Psi Iota Xi Sorority Scholarship, and the Fort Recovery Community Club Scholarship. Our next graduate is Grant Scott Kanapke. Grant is the son of Matt Indiana Kanapke. He will be attending the Eastern Kentucky College and majoring in marketing. Our next graduate today is Miss Ramsey Lodessa Leverett. Ramsey is the daughter of Bob and Jackie Leverett. She's a Flash Drive Award winner, and after attending a transitional unit, will be entering the workforce. And now, please help me welcome Miss Brooke Catherine Kanapke. Brooke is the daughter of Keith and Julie Kanapke. She is a Flash Drive Award winner, and after high school, will be entering the workforce at the Home Idea Center. Please help me welcome Mr. Joshua Donald Mullenkamp. Joshua is the son of Luke and Tammy Mullenkamp. He is a Flash Drive Award winner, also a third-year Academic Award winner. After high school, Joshua will be attending the Wright State Lake Campus and majoring in Integrated Sciences. He will then be trying for a doctorate of chiropractic from Logan University. Please help me welcome Troy L. Kunk. Troy is the son of Rick and Brenda Kunk. After graduation, Troy will be entering the workforce for K&L Tractor Sales. Please help me welcome Paige Nicole Judy. Paige is the daughter of Ken and Alicia Judy. Paige will be attending the University of Findlay and majoring in business and marketing. She has received a full athletic volleyball scholarship. Please welcome Miss Kenzie Lee Kaiser. Kenzie is the daughter of Chad and Julie Kaiser. Kenzie is a Flash Drive Award winner, will be receiving an honors diploma, a member of the National Honor Society, and a third-year Academic Award winner. After school, Kenzie will be attending the Wright State Lake Campus and majoring in agribusiness. She has been awarded the Wright State Academic Performance Scholarship, WOEF Board Scholarship, and the Damon Klinke Memorial Scholarship.
Again, you're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. Fort Recovery High School graduation walk today. Fort Recovery students receiving their diplomas here right in front of the Fort Recovery High School this afternoon. Congratulations to the students.
Please help me welcome Walker L. Luthold. Walker is the son of Chris Luthold and Gail Luthold. After school, Walker will be entering the workforce at Machine Pro. Our next graduate is Valerie H. Mollenkamp. Valerie is the daughter of Jerome and Leslie Mollenkamp. She is a Flash Drive Award winner. After school, will be attending the University of Findlay and majoring in marketing and graphic design. She has received a basketball scholarship from the University of Findlay. Please welcome Olivia Ann Patch. Olivia is the daughter of Brian and Ann Patch. She is an Outstanding Scholar Award winner, a Flash Drive Award winner, receiving an honors diploma, a member of the National Honor Society. She is an OHSAA Scholar Athlete Award winner. She has won awards in Calculus, Physics, World and Civic Studies, Spanish 3, and is a third-year academic. Olivia will be attending the Hillsdale College in Applied Mathematics. She has received a merit-based scholarship and also a basketball scholarship. Our next Fort Recovery graduate is Mr. Caleb L. Leonards. Caleb is the son of Dwayne and Amy Leonards. Caleb is a Flash Drive Award winner and also has achieved perfect attendance. After high school, Caleb plans to attend the University of Northwestern Ohio and major in robotics and automation. Please welcome Kendra Joanne Leonards. Kendra is the daughter of Roger and Shelley Leonards. She is a Flash Drive Award winner and will be attending the Wright State University and majoring in nursing. Kendra has received the Carolyn Vaughn Memorial Scholarship, the Joe S. Meyering Memorial Scholarship, Dick Stogler Cooper Fort Recovery Knights of Columbus and Fort Recovery Ministerial Association scholarships.
Shall I stay?
Please welcome Mr. Keaton John Metzger. Keaton is the son of Jerry and Becky Metzger. He is a Flash Drive Award winner, and after leaving high school, will be entering the workforce for Cut Right Manufacturing. Our next graduate today, Miss Morgan Eileen Littmer. Morgan is the daughter of Larry and Stephanie Littmer. She is a Flash Drive Award winner, will be receiving an honors diploma, was a member of the National Honor Society, has won an award in Spanish 4, and the Outstanding Service Honorable Mention Award. She is also a third-year academic award winner. She will be attending the Miami University and majoring in university studies. She has won the Red Hawk Excellence Scholarship, the Richard and Norvita Hildbold Scholarship, the Joe S. Myring Memorial Scholarship, and the FRHS Drama Club Scholarship.
525,000 moments so dear.
Please help me welcome Sean R. Post. Sean is the son of Stephen and Janelle Post. Sean is a Flash Drive Award winner, a second-year academic award winner. Sean will be attending the Wright State University and majoring in finance. Please welcome Mitchell J. Pugh. Mitchell is the son of Jeff and Jenny Pugh. Mitchell is a Flash Drive Award winner, receiving an honors diploma, and is a third-year academic award winner. Mitchell plans to attend the Ohio State ATI and major in agribusiness. Mitchell has received the Pheasants Forever Scholarship, the Mercer Soil and Water Conservation District Scholarship, the Glenn and Jeanette Wentz Grant, Damon Klinke Memorial, Carl and Margaret Aldhoff Memorial, the David Bupp Memorial, Josh and Eric Fortkamp Memorial, Christian Follenkamp Memorial, Linus and Juliet Hillskamp Memorial, Leitzel Family Foundation, the FR American Legion Post 345 Scholarship, and the Wabash Mutual Telephone Scholarship.
Here's a little song I wrote. I want to sing it note for
note. Please welcome Owen Richard Shane. Owen is the son of Ken and Carrie Shane. He is a Flash Drive Award winner, receiving an honors diploma, is a member of the National Honor Society, and is a third-year academic award winner. Owen plans to attend the University of Toledo and major in mechanical engineering. Owen has received the University of Toledo Merit Scholarship, the Fort Recovery Alumni Association Scholarship, the Herb and Georgina Myring Memorial, Carl and Margaret Aldhoff Memorial, Walter and Kathleen Hemmelgarten, Henry and Agnes Lefevre Memorial, Bob Freemeyer Mathematics Scholarship, the Charles Etzler Baseball Scholarship, and the Fort Recovery Knights of Columbus Scholarship. Please welcome our next graduate, Mr. Riley H. Post. Riley is the son of Eric Post and Kelly Sheets. After leaving Fort Recovery, he will be entering the workforce for Mark Pearson Construction. Please welcome Mr. Jaden L. McEldowney. Jaden is the son of Terry and Jamie McEldowney. He will be attending the Edison State Community College and majoring in Network System Administration. Jaden has won the McDonald's Scholarship.
With the flowers are far behind.
Our next graduate is Mr. Riley Abel Pearson. Riley is the son of Scott and Amy Pearson. He is a Flash Drive Award winner and a third-year Academic Award winner. Riley will be attending the Purdue University in Fort Wayne and majoring in finance. He has been awarded the Fort Recovery Alumni Association Scholarship and the Kirsten Schlarman Memorial Scholarship. Our next graduate, Miss Chloe Michelle Showalter. Chloe is the daughter of Rodney Showalter and Michelle McCain. She will be attending the Columbus State Community College and majoring in nursing. Please welcome Dylan Guy Ranley. Dylan is the son of Dan and Jill Ranley. After high school, he will be entering the workforce for Ranley Trucking and J. Braring Farms. Our next court recovery graduate is Miss Bailey Rochelle Tebby. Bailey is the daughter of Terry and Sandy Tebby. She is a Flash Drive Award winner and will be attending the University of St. Francis. She'll be majoring in elementary education with a minor in special education. She has won the University of St. Francis Dean Scholarship and the Fort Recovery Ministerial Association Scholarship.
No need to complicate our time.
Please welcome Miss Rachel R. Tin. Rachel is the daughter of Ryan and Lori Tin. She is a Flash Drive Award winner, is receiving an honors diploma. She was a member of the National Honor Society and is a third-year Academic Award winner. Rachel will be attending the Wright State Lake Campus and majoring in elementary education. She has won the FREA Scholarship, the Armella J. Kemper Education Scholarship, the Lamar Shoemaker Memorial Scholarship, and the Psi Iota Psi Sorority Scholarship. Our next graduate, Miss Jordan Ann Olding. Jordan is the daughter of Aaron and Wendy Olding. She plans to attend the Wright State University. Please welcome Mr. Cole Nicholas Schmidt. Cole is the son of Marty and Annette Schmidt. After leaving Fort Recovery, he will be entering the workforce for Schmidt Fur Farms. Our next graduate is Miss Caitlin Elizabeth O'Connor. Caitlin is the daughter of Sean and Beth O'Connor. Caitlin is a Flash Drive Award winner, and after school will be entering the workforce. She has received the FRHS Vocational Scholarship. Introducing Mr. Drew Thomas Mullenkamp. Drew is the son of Rob and Angie Mullenkamp. He is a Boys Athletic Key Award winner, a Flash Drive Award winner, is receiving an honors diploma, is a member of the National Honor Society, and also a third-year Academic Award winner. Drew will be attending the Wright State University Lake Campus and majoring in Ag Business. He has received the Wright State Academic Performance Scholarship, the Carl and Margaret Althoff Memorial, and Linus and Julietta Hilskamp Memorial Scholarship. Introducing Jared David Timmerman. Jared is the son of Dave and Lisa Timmerman. He is a Flash Drive Award winner, a member of the National Honor Society, and an OHSAA Archie Griffin Award winner. After school, he will be attending the University of Cincinnati and majoring in chemical engineering. Jared has won the V.H. Cooper and Cooper Farm Scholarship. Our next graduate is Mr. Jason R. Seifring. Jason is the son of Bill and Ruth Seifring. He is a Flash Drive Award winner and after school will be entering the workforce for General Dynamics. Please welcome Mr. Evan Bradley West Curtis. Evan is the son of Brad and Teresa West Curtis. Evan is a Flash Drive Award winner. After leaving for recovery, he will be entering the workforce for Buckeye Design and Engineering Service.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she is waiting.
Your next graduate is Miss Paige Nicole Timmerman. Paige is the daughter of Jeff and Pam Timmerman. Paige is a Flash Drive Award winner, receiving an honors diploma and a member of the National Honor Society. Paige has attained perfect attendance and is a third-year academic award winner. After high school, Paige will be entering the workforce at the Home Idea Center.
Once again, you're listening to the broadcast of the Fort Recovery High School graduation, their graduation walk. The students walking in front of the high school here at Fort Recovery, receiving their diploma, going out front towards the street, getting a photo with their parents, and then they leave the scene, a newly graduated student of Fort Recovery High School. We hope you're enjoying the broadcast. We have just a few more seniors to go here, and I guess it's a good thing. We're starting to get a little rain here, but not anything significant, at least at this point in time. We hope we can finish up here with no problem. Again, thanks to Ryan Fullenkamp of F1 Sound doing the announcing today, introducing the graduates. He is also the technology director here at Fort Recovery High School. Still waiting for a few graduates to make their way here to the front of the high school. Here comes the next one.
525,000. Please welcome your next graduate, Mr. Derek A. Wendell. Derek is the son of Eric and Amy Wendell. He's an Americanism test winner, and after school will be entering the workforce for Mark Pearson. Please welcome Miss Lydia Barbara Wenning. Lydia is the daughter of Ben and Laura Wenning. She is a Flash Drive Award winner and will be attending the Wright State Lake Campus and majoring in ag business. Lydia is the winner of the V.H. Cooper Cooper Farm Scholarship. Our next graduate is Mr. Carter Joseph Rockwood. Carter is the son of Kathy Rockwood and Damian Kunk. He will be attending the University of Northwestern Ohio and majoring in automotive technology.
It's going to stop me, but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn.
Introducing Mr. Andrew D. Weitzel. Andrew is the son of Steve Weitzel and Danielle Weitzel. He is a Flash Drive Award winner and a Current Events Award winner. He will be attending the Kent State University, majoring in Integrated Social Studies. He is the winner of the V.H. Cooper Cooper Farm Scholarship. Our next graduate is Mr. Max Lucas Gilbert. Max is the son of Max and Ruth Gilbert. After leaving Fort Recovery High School, he will be entering the workforce. Dreams that you dream of.
Once again, you're listening to the Fort Recovery graduation walk. A bit different than normal for receiving diplomas, but it turned out very nice. We're not quite finished. I think we have one or two more graduates to introduce. And then we'll wrap it up here from the Fort Recovery High School for the class of 2020. And thank goodness the rain held off. Turned out to be a very nice afternoon. A lot of the graduates and their families across the street, so at the Monument Park, exchanging some goodwill wishes. Quite a bit of extra time between the graduates today because they wanted to make sure they allowed for social distancing and kept the graduates and their families very well separated. And that's why it took a bit of extra time here to do the graduation over and above what it normally would be here at Fort Recovery. Again, hats off to Bill Overla, the Fort Recovery High School principal, for his great job in putting this all together with, again, he involved the seniors, and Mr. Overla and the seniors together made the decision about how they wanted to do graduation this year. And again, this has turned out really, really well. And again, still at least one more student to appear here. And here they come right now.
Please welcome Mr. Keegan T. Timmerman. Keegan is the son of Abe and Karen Timmerman. He is a Flash Drive Award winner and will be working at Cooper Farms when leaving Fort Recovery Schools. Keegan has been awarded the FRHS Vocational Scholarship.
And that was Keegan Timmerman, our last graduate to actually walk here today. I think there's one more they want to recognize who is not able to be here. So we'll stay here until we're make sure we're totally done with the introductions.
Our last graduate today who was unable to attend is Cade Stephen Stone. Cade is the son of Steve and Nikki Stone. He is a Flash Drive Award winner and will be attending the Ohio State University in Lima. That concludes the 2020 commencement exercises. We'd like to thank everybody for coming out, for all the faculty for making their way out and supporting. Please remember to stay safe, keep yourself spread far apart from one another if you can, and thanks again for attending the 2020 commencement exercises.
And again, thanks to Ryan Follenkamp, who's been the announcer this afternoon, introducing the graduates of F1 Sound, and Ryan's also the technology director here at Fort Recovery High School. Again, thanks to these sponsors who made it possible for us to be here, sponsoring the radio broadcast of the graduation today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein. K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. Harold Feely and crew. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency in downtown Fort Recovery. Steve Ford, Ford's Welding and Steel on Route 49 just north of Fort Recovery. Your Pack-A-Sack Convenience Store in Fort Recovery. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna in Portland. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. Chad Guggenbiller at CSG Consulting, Second National Bank here in Fort Recovery and many other area locations. Fort Recovery Napa, Mr. Kim Day and his staff at Fort Recovery Napa. And Brockman Furniture in downtown Fort Recovery, Joe and Pat Brockman at Brockman Furniture. That does wrap it up for us today from the Fort Recovery High School. We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of the Fort Recovery graduation walk. Certainly a historic moment, and probably won't see this kind of a graduation again. At least we hope not. But it was a nice nice event today. And again, thanks to Mr. Bill Overla for his help in allowing us to broadcast the graduation this afternoon. From Fort Recovery High School, I'm Rob Weaver saying have a very pleasant good afternoon.